2237.
What is up, folks? Greetings, and welcome once again to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and rosacea and psoriasis and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is nothing more than business as usual. It is just the way the human body is designed, it's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here to help you out on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up fast. 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you have questions about ingredients, formulations, you want to help somebody get off their medications and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you. 866-582-9933. If you have a success story you want to share, or if you want to just contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart with the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and all the longevity products that you hear us talk about, that you hear advertised on The Bright Side. You can also join the team. Click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Start yourself a longevity business. Make some money selling longevity products. Just get your products at the wholesale price, or if you simply want to join the mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 or click the Join the Team link on the left-hand side of the page at brightsideben.com. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side for yet another episode. We're talking about natural ways that you can support your serotonin system without having to deal with prescription drugs, without having to deal with doctors, natural ways that you can boost serotonin, and natural ways that you can use, natural strategies that you can use to get you off of your Effexor and your Prozac and your Cymbalta, your SSRI drugs, wean you off of these drugs. We've been talking about eating more protein. That's probably the most important strategy for getting off of SSRI drugs. Probably the most important strategy for boosting serotonin levels. Eat more protein, especially tryptophan-containing protein. Tryptophan is a super cool amino acid. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid, meaning you got to get it in your diet. Do you know tryptophan absorbs light? And tryptophan is protective against sunburn. It's protective against skin cancer. It's protective against accelerated aging that's associated with ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Eat more protein. Get your tryptophan. And, of course, tryptophan is a raw material for making serotonin. Serotonin is kind of like a type of tryptophan. Serotonin can be thought of as tryptophan A, a derivative of tryptophan. And by eating tryptophan, you can boost your serotonin levels. And tryptophan is found in high-protein foods. Dairy, eggs, seafood, meat, organ meats are probably your best sources of tryptophan. Soy has got a little tryptophan. Flax seeds have some tryptophan. Asparagus has some tryptophan. Broccoli has some tryptophan. Eat tryptophan. Secondly, eat your carbs. Need to have some carbs. Yesterday I was talking about most people need around 60% of their calories from carbs, and I misspoke. I meant 40% or so, and there's no real number, but The general breakdown is 40% of your calories coming from carbs, 60% is probably a little bit high, and I misspoke yesterday when I said 60%. 40%, 45%, something like that. But a lot of folks are under the illusion that they need to have zero carbs or no carbs. Eat your carbs. They're very important for the production of tryptophan. In fact, the combination of carbohydrates and protein is really what boosts your tryptophan up the best. And you want to make sure that you're getting a good proportion of your calories, a good proportion of your food should be carbs. But it has to be the right kind of carbs. That's why I hate these terms high and low, high protein, low carb, high fat, low fat. You don't want to have high or low of anything. You want to be perfect. You want to be just the right amount. Just the right amount of protein. Not high protein, not low protein, just the right amount of protein. Not high fat, not low fat, just the right amount of fat. And the same is true of carbohydrates. Be respectful of the grains. Be respectful of the grains, people. This is so, so, so important. Gluten gets all the press, and I got a lot of folks saying, well, I'm off of gluten, but I still have problems. I'm just eating gluten-free brownies, or I'm just eating gluten-free pizza. I got a friend who came over a couple of weeks ago, and she said to me, oh, my God, I just found this gluten-free pizza. Now I can eat all the pizza I want. She's got awful stomach problems, and she was all excited. She got gluten-free pizza, and I had to be the bearer of bad news, and I had to tell her there's all kinds of problems associated with grains, and gluten is just one of them. Yesterday, we talked about plant opiates, opium as in heroin. Plant opiates are heroin-like substances made by plants. These heroin-like substances, I'm talking about heroin, the stuff that you inject, the opium, the morphine, one of the most addictive substances known to man. Well, plants make them. We make them, too. There's human opiates, too. Candace Pert, who was featured in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, wrote a book called The Molecules of Emotion. It was published, I guess, back in the late 90s, middle 90s. She was a researcher at the National Institute of Health, and she discovered these tiny little molecules, these tiny little protein-like molecules that act like opium in the brain. She wrote a whole book about it called The Molecules of Emotion. Today we know the brain makes lots of these kinds of chemicals, lots of these pain-relieving chemicals, addictive kind of chemicals. Plants make them too. And this interaction between plant opiates and our own natural opiates accounts for the addictive quality that's associated with grains and the sleepy, relaxing, comfort food effect that's associated with grains as well. We talked yesterday about exorphins and endorphins. Endorphins meaning inside the body, exorphins meaning outside the body, and orph, O-R-P-H, coming from the word morphine. Exorphins are morphine-like compounds that are made in plants. Endorphins are morphine-like compounds that are made in the pineal gland. And all of these molecules, all of these endorphin and exorphin and morphine-like molecules, whether they're made in a wheat plant or whether they're made in an oat plant or whether they're made in a corn plant or whether they're made in a human being, all these molecules are pain-relieving, comfort-inducing, anxiety-reducing. Endorphins mean inner morphines. They're anti-stress, they're anti-pain compounds, and they're made in the pineal gland. Just like serotonin, just like melatonin, endorphins are made in the pineal gland, and they all these compounds, all of them have a relationship to stress. Here's the thing about the pineal gland and pineal gland chemistry. Many of the things that we do on a regular basis have a suppressant effect, an inhibiting effect, a down-regulating effect on the pineal gland. And mainstream medicine, surprise, surprise, seems to be especially involved in strategies and encouraging strategies that have pineal gland suppressing effects. How interesting is that? That our doctors are complicit in pineal gland suppression strategies. Not that we don't participate, not that we don't agree to participate in pineal gland suppressing strategies. For example, one of the most important ways to stimulate your pineal gland, to stimulate pineal gland secretions, is to get your butt out in the sun. Get out in the sun, people. Everybody knows they feel better when they're out in the sun. And one of the main reasons is this pineal gland secretion of serotonin, of melatonin, and also of endorphins, inner stress-reducing, pain-relieving, comfort-inducing peptides that act like opium. And by the way, sunscreens, too, have a suppressant effect on pineal secretion. We'll continue this discussion when we come back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Thank you, friends, for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central on the Genesis Communication Network. You'll find 24/7 archive shows at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, you want to review a program, or you want to point somebody to a program, they're all up at brightsideben.com, along with the shopping cart with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic and the Nightly Essence and all the longevity products you hear advertised on the program. They're all up at brightsideben.com. You can purchase them right off the website. You can also join the mission if you want to make some money, if you want to help me in my mission to spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation, or if you want to make some money selling longevity products, or if you want to start a longevity business or get your products at the wholesale price, you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, so serotonin, melatonin, exorphins, endorphins, they're all made, well, not exorphins, but endorphins are made in the pineal gland. The pineal gland is a super important structure in the middle of your head. It looks like a third eye. It's made up of eye tissue. It's very sensitive to light. And it seems like a lot of the things that the medical model, a lot of the strategies that the medical model employs for supposedly healing us, taking care of our bodies, have a suppressant effect on the pineal gland. It's like they're focusing on pineal suppression. One of the most important ways to beef up pineal health, to support pineal health, is to go out in the sun, to get some sun, and your doctor and your dermatologist tell you not to get out in the sun. Wearing sunscreens suppress pineal function. And, of course, your doctor will tell you, don't go out in the sun without a sunscreen. All we hear from medical professionals and lay people and amateurs parroting the stupidity of the medical model, repeating what they've heard. All we hear about the sun is how important it is to wear a sunscreen when you're going out in the sun, and don't go out in the sun, and don't stay out in the sun, and don't let your kids go out in the sun. You know, as it turns out, a pineal gland is very important when it comes to cancer protection. That's because the pineal is making melatonin, and melatonin is amazingly anti-cancer. I cannot tell you how important melatonin is in an hour on the bright side. It is phenomenally important. It's like $15 for 100 pills. You can take a night supply of melatonin for pennies, folks. And it is so, so, so powerful, especially for anti-aging, especially for anti-cancer. And if you want to suppress your melatonin levels, you can't pick a more effective strategy than to stay out of the sun. Tell that to your dummy dermatologist. If you want to suppress your melatonin secretion, your anti-cancer, anti-aging, digestive tract soothing, melatonin secretion, you can't pick a better strategy than to wear a sunscreen. Tell that to your dummy dermatologist. All of this means is getting out in the sun, improving pineal health, improving melatonin and serotonin secretion is actually good for skin cancer, protects you from skin cancer. The sun protects you from skin cancer. Serotonin protects you from skin cancer. If you want to protect yourself from accelerated aging and damage from ultraviolet radiation from the sun, you'd be better off getting out in the sun and laying off the sunscreen. And from an evolutionary biology standpoint, that makes perfect sense. The sun induces protection from the sun. That's how the body works. Stress induces protection from stress. That's how the body works. Tell that to your dummy dermatologist. The sun is your friend. It protects you from cancer. Do you know that we're all slathering on sunscreens? Everybody's being a good boy and girl. Everybody's being good, listening to their doctors, spreading on the sunscreen, spreading on the sun protection. But skin cancer rates have increased by 300% since 1994, according to skincancer.org. Check that out. We're all wearing sunscreen, and our skin cancer rates are increasing. Hello, people. That's called hidden in plain sight. When we have these obvious statistics that exemplify, that model for us the stupidity of modern medicine, and we ignore them, and we still line up for our medicine, we get more medicine per capita than any country in the world, in the history of the world, and we're sicker than ever before. We fill billions of prescriptions a year. Are we getting any better? I can't tell you how many folks I talk to, and they're on their prescriptions, they're going to get their prescriptions, and I say, well, are you feeling better? Well, no. It's like, the stuff isn't working. The model doesn't work. What do we need to see? It's hidden in plain sight. Despite the fact we slather on $500 million a year worth of sunscreens and sunblocks, every year skin cancer rates are going up. And that's not the only silly medical strategy when it comes to protecting serotonin and protecting the pineal gland. Fluoride also has a big time suppressant effect on the pineal gland, especially readily absorbed soluble fluoride like the kind you find in tap water. And of course, we all know the American Dental Association's position on fluoride. They recommend it. They recommend that you drink fluoride. They recommend that you give your baby fluoride. And fluoride in prescription drugs like SSRI drugs probably doesn't help the pineal gland either. And you're taking the SSRI drugs to boost your serotonin levels. So the very drugs we take to support serotonin, to support the pineal gland, have a negative suppressant effect on serotonin, have a negative suppressant inhibiting effect on the pineal gland. The pineal gland is like a fluoride vacuum cleaner. It contains the highest concentrations of fluoride in the entire body. And by the way, this fluoridation of the pineal gland has a couple of interesting implications as far as minerals are concerned. For one thing, fluoride is a powerful calcium magnet. This is why dentists like fluoride so much. It attracts calcium. Supposedly, when you use fluoride in toothpaste or you drink it in tap water, the fluoride in the tap water or the toothpaste is supposed to attract calcium to your teeth and then make your teeth harder. The problem is this calcium magnet property of fluoride doesn't just happen in the teeth. In fact, we don't even know for sure if it does happen in the teeth. But we do know that this fluoride magnetic attracting property, this fluoride calcium magnet effect, happens in other parts of the body. In other words, fluoride that deposits in glands will, magnet-like, attract calcium with it. These glands that fluoride deposits in and pulls calcium along with it are your soft glands, soft tissue. This process is called calcification. And this calcification process is more likely to occur in soft tissue, like glands, like the kidney and the brain and the heart, much more likely to occur in soft tissue than it is in hard tissue, like bone or teeth. Calcification ultimately means loss of function, and ultimately it will mean the death of cells and of tissue, and ultimately it will mean the death of us. Calcification is a leading cause of death. Calcium is like a rock or a stone, and calcification basically means turn to stone. And because the most susceptible gland in the body to fluoride is the pineal gland, you can expect calcification of the pineal gland to occur pretty readily and pretty effectively. Calcification of the pineal gland is very, very common, and it starts shockingly early. It starts basically when we're toddlers, calcification of the pineal gland, and calcification means atrophy, loss of function, ultimately death. Calcification of the pineal gland is associated with Alzheimer's disease. Calcification of the pineal gland is associated with osteoporosis, with cancer, with insomnia, with depression. And these are all secondary to fluoride in the water. In fact, because of the diverse roles played by pineal glands, by the pineal gland chemistry, you're pretty much looking at a laundry list of disease states once your pineal gland starts to calcify, secondary to fluoride in the water and in the toothpaste. You're looking pretty much at any disease you can name, from dementia to diarrhea to dermatitis, ultimately even to death itself. The reason the pineal gland fluoridates so readily, by the way, is because of a very important mineral that we don't talk anywhere near about, enough about, on the Bright Side. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Starting today, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-9-
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Got a letter from Tom. Just wrote us. He says, if 40% of your caloric intake needs to come from carbs, and you recommend vegetable carbs, how can you get enough calories from veggies to meet that requirement? Well, that's kind of interesting. That's the kind of mythology we have about vegetables. We don't realize that you can get some pretty substantial eating out of veggies. Say a nice big salad might be around 400 or 500 calories. You could throw a little bit of berries on there, get another 150 calories or so. A cup of berries would give you about 150 calories. So say you have a salad, a 500-calorie salad, and you have a cup of berries in there. You have maybe 600 calories or so. Heck, you only need 2,000 calories a day, people, or even less. You can get by on 1,500 calories. 40% of that is like 750 calories or so, 700, 800 calories. That's a couple salads a day. That's not a lot of vegetables. We have this idea that in order to get what we need from vegetables, we're going to have to eat, there's no way, or we have to eat vegetables all day. Two big salads, throw in some berries, and you got your 40% of your caloric intake from veggies. It's not that difficult. All right, there's a mineral that's super, 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 super important for the pineal gland, among other structures in the body. We talk about it occasionally, but we don't talk about it anywhere nearly enough. And this mineral is so important for the pineal gland that when you start using this mineral, you can actually reduce the deposition of fluoride, you can reduce calcification of the pineal gland, and in addition to that, you can improve the health of many other structures in the body. I'll tell you what that mineral is on our next Bright Side episode. This is also a mineral that you're going to want to know about if you're using a pineal gland busting SSRI drug. It's very important for helping the body fight cancer. And it's actually one of the most important minerals for protecting your reproductive system from reproductive cancers, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, and most especially breast cancer. We will talk about this mineral as we continue talking about ways to get off of your SSRI drugs and support your serotonin system on our next Bright Side episode. So you're going to want to tune into that. All right, our number today, 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation or you have a success story, we do have a line open for you. Or if you have questions about health or nutrition or you want to get off your prescription drugs, 866-582-9933. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at the shopping cart, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, let's see who's on the line here. Time to go to our phones and welcome Stephanie from Texas to the Bright Side. What is going on, Stephanie?
Hey, Ben. How are you doing?
What's cooking? How can we help you today, Stephanie?
I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's.
Okay.
And I have a thyroid nodule. Which,
super easy.
Okay, great.
Super easy. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease, as I'm sure you know. Hashimoto's thyroid, for the listeners. Hashimoto's disease is maybe 70 or 80% of hypothyroid cases are Hashimoto's disease. Hypothyroidism, pretty much the first thing you want to think about with hypothyroidism is autoimmunity. Autoimmunity means the body is attacking itself. And when the body attacks itself, that means you basically are dealing with a hyperactive, jumpy, sensitized immune system, a defense system that is on its toes, that is ready to pounce. Does that make sense so far, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the best position for the immune system is to be slightly relaxed and kind of scanning through the body. You never want the immune system jumpy, because when it's jumpy, it's just going to jump on anything it sees. I often tell this story about when I was growing up. I grew up in the East Coast, and when I was in high school, I went to high school in New York City. And in New York City, one of the things you live with, as anybody from the city will tell you, one of the things you live with is the very good likelihood that you're going to get mugged, especially if you have a bicycle, and especially if you're a high school kid. And sure enough, I got mugged several times. Twice I got mugged, and I lost my bike. And the third time, before the third time occurred, every time I walked my bike, I didn't get mugged the third time, but after getting mugged twice, every time I walked my bike through the on the sidewalk, you have to walk your bike on the sidewalk, and I heard footsteps behind me, I remember I would jump. I would get real antsy just by hearing footsteps. That makes sense, Stephanie? You know, you just kind of freak out a little bit. You've probably never been mugged, but you can kind of get a sense, right? If you've been mugged a couple times, right, you get jumpy. Well, your immune system's the same way. After it's been mugged a couple of times, it's going to get jumpy. And this is how you want to look at autoimmune diseases. Like, you've been mugged. Like, your immune system has been mugged, and it's getting abused, and it's been assaulted, and now it's jumpy. So the only question we need to ask is, what is it that's making the immune system jumpy? Now, when the immune system is kicking in, when it's active, that means it's defending you from something. Something is getting into the system that it perceives as the enemy, and there's only three places that can occur. Number one, through the skin, hardly ever, because the skin is a covering that, as long as it's intact, is going to prevent stuff from getting inside you. The second way things get inside the body to activate the immune system is through the respiratory tract, that is through the nose. And that can happen occasionally. But 80% of your immune system is located in this next portal, and that is the digestive system, that is the mouth. So the first thing you want to do with any autoimmune disease, especially and including Hashimoto's, is focus on digestive wellness. Now, I say especially because the thyroid is intimately connected with digestive health and wellness. Thyroid hormone is activated in the digestive tract. The thyroid regulates the digestive tract. So once you go into thyroid breakdown, it is very, very simple to have digestive tract issues. So the digestive tract problems initiate Hashimoto's, and then the Hashimoto's makes the digestive tract break down even further, which further suppresses the thyroid, which makes the digestive tract further break down, and you end up in this vicious cycle. Does that make sense, Stephanie?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the best thing you can do, the easiest thing you can do, the simplest thing you can do to reduce Hashimoto's and the effects of hypothyroidism in general is to focus on digestive wellness. If I were you, first of all, you must know that you got some digestive stuff happening. Now, I don't want to hear no either, okay, Stephanie? You got some digestive stuff happening. Get yourself a little notebook and track it. Does that make sense? You follow me?
Yes.
Get yourself a notebook, track down the foods that you're eating, and track down digestive response. Simply by eliminating food allergens, especially gluten, or especially grains which contain gluten, you can go a long way towards improving Hashimoto's. Just that one step that you take of eliminating problem foods. Then you're going to need to start using digestive support. Now, I guarantee you, if you go to an endocrinologist or you go to a medical professional with Hashimoto's, he's not going to say one peep about your digestive tract. So you want to consider this to be privileged information, at least in the world of medicine, because you're going to turn this thing around. As soon as you start focusing on your digestive wellness, you'll be able to turn this thing around. So focus on eliminating problem foods, step number one. Step number two, start to take in digestive nutrients, and there's some wonderful ones. The probiotics are probably the most important, not only in terms of supplemental probiotics. Get yourself on the Nightly Essence from Longevity or the Root Beer Belly, which just came out. Whatever you decide to do, look for 80 billion units a day, 80 billion units, and it's better if you have multiple strains of bacteria. And don't forget about fermented foods in addition to supplements, sauerkraut, miso, tempeh, borscht, kefir. Okay? You know what I'm talking about there, Stephanie, fermented foods?
I do. And okay. I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with Dr. Ohira, the probiotic?
I'm not familiar with his, but you can make your own decision on whether it's a good one. In fact, with probiotics, you kind of have to play around with it a little bit. Some brands will work, some brands won't. You're going to have to play around with it a little bit. That's why the foods are so important. Most people will have no problem, will respond very nicely to sauerkraut and kefir, but the brands of probiotics are a little bit tricky. So Dr. O'Hara's might be fine. Whatever it is, you're going to have to play around with it. Look for 80 billion units and look for multiple strains. There's a few more things, Stephanie. Hang tight. A few more things I want to tell you about the digestive tract and a couple things that you can do specifically for the thyroid. So hang on. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get to all you guys today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We're talking to Suzanne in Texas about Hashimoto's thyroid, autoimmune disease of the thyroid. Stephanie, still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so number one, focus on food. That is, eliminate problem foods, and secondly, you're going to want to use nutrients that support the digestive tract. Probiotics are chief among those. Digestive enzymes after meals, apple cider vinegar after meals. Use the B vitamins, which are not only important for the digestive tract, but they're also important for the thyroid. You're also going to want to stay away from something called goitrogenic foods. Have you ever heard of those, Stephanie? Goitrogenic foods?
I have. Soy
is a goitrogenic foods are foods that suppress the thyroid. Soybeans are classic goitrogenic foods. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale. Peaches are goitrogenic. Peanuts can be goitrogenic. Strawberries can be goitrogenic. Radishes and turnips can be goitrogenic. You may get some. You may be able to enjoy these kinds of foods if you slightly cook them. Or if you cook them a lot, you steam them, you can break up some of the goitrogenic properties. So if you still want to enjoy your strawberries or your spinach or your cruciferous vegetables, if you steam them slightly, I don't know how steamed strawberries would be actually, but anyway, vegetables, spinach and soy and radishes, those kinds of things, you can still enjoy them if you steam them up. Vitamin A is very important for the thyroid. Iodine is also very important for the thyroid. You should absolutely be on 12.5 milligrams or so of iodorol. Iodorol is important for helping the thyroid make thyroid hormone. And then also the essential fatty acids are always important for all glandular health. If you are dealing with digestive issues, you may have a problem absorbing your fatty vitamins and your essential fatty acids. Make sure you take your ultimate EFAs with meals and with digestive enzymes. Does that help you? Oh, last but not least, stabilize your blood sugar. When you go into this high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster, that can induce some thyroid problems as well. So make sure you're keeping your blood sugar stable. Sweeties is a great way to stabilize blood sugar. Staying away from processed sugars is also a good strategy. Anything else, Stephanie? Did that help you?
It did help me. And I think I'm blessed that right now I'm not hypothyroid. I have Hashimoto's, but
it's
my
controlled?
Thyroid. working really well, yeah. So,
is it being controlled? Are you doing some of these things that we talked about?
I listen to you regularly, and I do a lot of these things on the list. I don't have Sweeties, so I need to look into that.
Get on the Sweeties and keep your blood sugar stable. That might be the last little piece of the puzzle that you need to do.
Excellent. Right.
Thanks so much, Stephanie. God bless. Have a beautiful weekend. All right, let's see. Carlos in Florida, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's good going morning. On, man?
May the grace and the peace of Christ be with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
I have a friend of mine who was diagnosed with a fatal lung disease, and he doesn't even remember. You know, this was like 10 years ago. He has just continued to live in faith that God's going to continue to give him strength, and but he seems to, you know, be getting worse. And
what's
so
his deal?
I'm wondering,
do you know what it is? Is it a degenerative disease of the lung? Is it related to asbestos or something?
It's actually degenerative to the point that I guess eventually the lung collapses. Perhaps
is it in the muscle? Do you know if it's in the muscle or is it in the lung itself? Or you don't know?
No, I couldn't answer that.
Okay, well, here's the general deal on degenerative disease. The body is a regenerating system. It's a healing system. Every time you cut yourself, you're witness to this divine force that turns that breakdown process into healing. When you break a bone, it's stronger at the point of the break. Everywhere in the body, we see healing and we see regeneration. If the body is degenerating, if the body is breaking down, if this regenerative capacity is not kicking in, something is suppressing it. Does that make sense, first of all? This is so important, Carlos, and not just for you, but for everybody listening. Anybody dealing with a degenerative disease, and I'm talking arthritis, and I'm talking thyroiditis, and I'm talking autoimmunity, I'm talking lung issues, whatever your flavor of degeneration is, if your body is degenerating, that means something is suppressing the built-in healing mechanisms. And so when you have a degenerative disease like your friend has, Carlos, your number one job, your homework, if you will, is not to go to the doctor and get some stupid medicine that disguises the symptoms. Your homework, your job, if you're interested in healing, is to figure out what is getting into the body that is suppressing this built-in, God-given, divine, regenerating force that we all have, that is our birthright. This is so, so important. This is so important because we're dying on the vine, people. It's not just your friend, Carlos. We've got hundreds of millions of Americans dealing with degeneration, and it's not supposed to be this way. So what we need to figure out is what is getting into the system. And as I was saying to Stephanie earlier, when we were talking about Hashimoto's, and by the way, your friend's condition is basically Hashimoto's of the lung. All degenerative diseases are the same basic thing. It's the same basic mechanism, whether it's in the thyroid or the lung or the bones or anywhere else. So you gotta, your friend has to say to himself, what am I putting into my system? What is getting into my system that is suppressing this healing, regenerating system, mechanism from kicking in? Does that make sense, first of all, Carlos?
Definitely.
Okay, so then, there's only three places things get into the body. They either get in through the skin, rarely. They get in through the nose, occasionally. But for the most part, you're looking at something getting in through the digestive tract. So focus on foods. Focus on digestive distress. Foods that cause nausea, vomiting, heartburn, diarrhea, constipation. Link these symptoms to foods and then eliminate those foods. That's step number one. Step number two. And you notice, I'm not even talking about the lungs. The first part of the healing process doesn't have anything to do with the organ system that's breaking down. It has to do with the entire body. And this is what the Bright Side message is about. This is what exemplifies this message that we talk about every day. It doesn't have anything to do with the lungs or the thyroid or the bones. It has to do with the entire body, the milieu, the terrain of the body that is allowing this degenerative process to kick in, that is suppressing the regenerative healing system, healing processes. So, number one, look for foods. Eliminate those foods. Number two, support the digestive tract with probiotics, with the amino acid glutamine, with apple cider vinegar. This is all for your friend, Carlos. Digestive enzymes. Focus on the digestive system. Use liquid nutrients. Get on the Beyond Tangerine, people. You think I'm just talking about this because just for my health? I'm talking about the BTT because it's a concentrated form of liquid nutrition. It goes right to work. It bypasses digestive issues. And it's especially a good source of regenerating nutrients like the B complex and vitamin C, which are very important for your friend, Carlos, the B complex and vitamin C. Make sure he's getting, he's processing his fats correctly. That is, if he has any problems with the gallbladder or the liver, or he feels uncomfortable after he eats fatty foods, make sure he takes his essential fatty acids, his ultimate EFAs, with his meals. And same with vitamin A, same with vitamin E, and perhaps even vitamin K. And as far as vitamin D goes, make sure he's getting organ meats and the skin from chicken and using bone soup. These are all great ways to get fatty vitamins and protein. And liquid nutrition as well. Secondly, directly for the lungs, there's a wonderful supplement called NAC. We don't talk about it a lot, but it's one of my favorite nutritional supplements. It stands for N-acetylcysteine. It's extremely important for respiratory health, along with vitamin C. And NAC works together with vitamin C and with the mineral selenium. It wouldn't hurt him to get on a little bit of selenium, the Longevity OPC selenium, 100 to 200 micrograms a day. And then alpha-lipoic acid is also important for the lungs. I'd be doing 400 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid as well. Let's see if there's anything else specifically for the lungs. Make sure he's practicing his deep breathing techniques to strengthen those lung muscles and to keep his cortisol levels down. And then also make sure he's getting some sun, as we've been talking about, to improve serotonin levels. Serotonin will help his body handle any kind of stresses that he's dealing with. And you can probably work on some blood sugar issues too, but that's plenty to go on right there, Carlos. Thank you so much for your call, and thank you for your kind words. Appreciate it. Moving on, real quick, Nancy in Massachusetts. What's going on, girl?
Ulcerative colitis and acid reflux.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as they say in the movie. You're looking at a digestive disease, period, end of story. It's your colon. That means you got stuff that's coming into the colon that your colon doesn't like. Heartburn acid reflux is the same way. In fact, I'm going to talk about acid. I get a lot of letters about acid reflux. And it's not, like everything else, it's not a prescription issue. It's a sign that you've eaten the wrong food. Something has activated the body's stress response. Usually it's coming in through food. But the fact that you got colitis in there, you're probably looking at grain or dairy or eggs. Get on the probiotics. Get on the nightly essence. Use the fermented foods, sauerkraut, kefir, miso, tempeh. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes, and don't forget about apple cider vinegar at the end of meals. Focus on digestive health. Folks, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, heartburn, any digestive tract issues, focus on food first. Eliminate problem foods and then use digestive support, especially the digestive support you get from Longevity. You can find it all, the good products that you hear us talk about on the program, at brightsideben.com. On our next program, we'll tell you about the mineral that's so important for the pineal gland that you want to make sure you're using it on a daily basis. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.